You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Stupid News time here at FM 99. It's brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting the very comely Angela Johnson. Look it up.
Oh, she is.
She's
the one from the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, right?
Is that? She was in the Squeakquel, yes.
Yeah, she is really hot.
She's cute. The Funny Bone, Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information, won't you? Item number one. I need some, I think I need some violin music. Hang on here. Not violent music, but violin music.
Here we go.
I've got some right here. Ah, yes. A woman in Nagoya, Japan, stands accused of violently trashing a collection of 54 violins.
Oh, no.
Valued at $1,560,000.
I imagine it sounded pretty crazy. If she hit at least one
or two. I would have loved. That's like beating a cat with a banjo. I want to hear that sound. The victim was a Norwegian-born professional violinist. Wow. The woman's his ex-wife. So there you go. Prosecutors will argue that the accused, this is written very politically correct. The accused broke into the man's workshop through a window and trashed all of the violins that he was supposed to be repairing, including one. Okay, excuse me, I misread this earlier. One instrument was valued at $1,000,005. One of the 54 that she trashed. $1,500,000.
Sheesh. Man, if I was her, I'd divorce. Yeah. Oh, it's too late. Already did.
By the way, if you look online, there's allegedly a video of the destruction of the violins. So. I don't know if it's the aftermath or the actual destruction, but it's there.
Just a room of just destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. And that is item number one.
Item number two. A woman was disgusted when she saw an Amazon driver squatting on her driveway.
Yeah.
She told her husband about the incident and reviewed their security camera, and they were shocked by what they saw. 45-year-old Andrew Wingrave and his wife Joanne saw the Amazon driver squatting and pooping right in the driveway of their home.
Oh, man.
No way.
Too bad it wasn't UPS.
Uh-huh.
What can Brown do for you?
Here's what Brown can do for you.
He then used his orange "while you were out" card to wipe himself. Cards are meant to be used to inform customers that while they were out, the driver was at their home.
Yeah. Yes.
He used a few of the cards as toilet paper. He then used a co-op shopping bag to scoop up the poop and the cards. But instead of discarding the bag, he left the poop at the couple's home. All right, so he tried. I mean, he
bagged the poop and left it there?
Like dog poop? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. A couple immediately.
Could you do it? Could you pick up some other human poops?
No.
After seeing the video?
No.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay, I'll go get that right now.
Just going to go pressure wash that away.
A couple immediately reported the delivery to Amazon. The company sent people to remove the bag from their property, so they didn't have to touch it.
We got a special delivery today.
They had a drone fly in to pick it up. I wonder, does this guy, like, if you're driving for Amazon, is he... Oh, wait a minute. He's just a delivery guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's getting fired.
Now, what do they call that? There's a name for the delivery unit of Amazon, because they hire all independents.
Yeah.
I've had them come to my door because you don't recognize them. There's no uniform. It's just a person in a car and they drop
it's
a
like
box off.
Amazon Now or something.
Something like that.
There was one in my driveway when I was coming home and they had all of their doors open and it was just stuffed with packages and they were at my neighbor's house delivering stuff. I guess they had like more in the court and they just looked at me like, what? And they parked in the middle of my driveway.
Oh,
so they
no.
took I know. And I'm like, that's my house.
Yeah.
You have to move.
Flex. Amazon Flex.
We had one show up on a Sunday, and she was just dressed like anybody else. There was no uniform.
So you're thinking, the Mormons are here.
Yeah. Well, anytime somebody comes to the door that my wife doesn't know, she screams, get down here, and she hides.
Uh-huh.
Because she doesn't want to deal with it.
Right.
So
right.
I went down there, I opened the door, and she goes, here you go, package from Amazon.
Oh, okay. See ya, bye. I guess you don't want this package then, honey, because you hid from it.
Yep.
The homeowner here said he was especially horrified because he lost a kidney, and he was worried about contracting hepatitis C from the driver through an infection.
Oh, this sounds like a lawsuit.
Yep. Yeah. Spokesperson for Amazon said we have high standards for independent delivery companies who deliver Amazon parcels and how they serve customers. We take the incident of this nature extremely seriously, and we're working with the delivery company, which is investigating at this time. Don't poop on my driveway.
I think if you're the pooper, you're done. I think you, if you haven't been fired, you probably should just go ahead and quit because you're about to get fired.
Yeah, you're
going to
get fired anyway. Yep. You might as well just give it up. Mm-hmm. And you probably pooped in the driveway because you didn't want to take the time to stop because you're behind on your deliveries.
Yeah,
and speaking of behind, that's a good word on you.
Yeah. And if you quit, you don't have to say for your next job interview that you were fired for pooping. I quit that job because it was just too much.
Yeah, I think I'm quitting at that point.
And that was item number two.
Okay, finally.
When God gave our rhythm, he sure was good to you.
Item three.
Add, subtract, multiply.
A woman in Canada.
By two.
Yeah, come on.
Today's your birthday.
A woman in Canada agreed to cut off her toe and donate it to a bar in exchange for a free vacation.
Not to a beach somewhere where you wear sandals.
Isn't that your balancing toe? Don't you need that toe?
Oh,
yeah. You need the great toe. Yeah, the big one.
It didn't say which one?
No.
Oh. Which one would you pick?
I think it is the big one, though. I think that's the one you have to...
The middle.
Kelly Green, we did this story. We did a story not long ago about the sour toe cocktail at the Sourdough Saloon, where they had some mummified human toes, and when you'd order this cocktail, it would come with an actual human toe floating in it. Would that come off as a result of frostbite or something? Well, somebody stole the toe, and so they needed a new one, and they advertised online for volunteers. And you want a vacation to the lodge if you cut off one of your toes.
That doesn't sound like a good deal, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. the bar then asked people to send them pictures of their toes.
She realizes she can't just grow another one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a lizard's tail.
I'm a starfish.
The winner would get a paid vacation in exchange for donating a toe. When you order the sour toe cocktail, you must let the toe touch your lips while drinking it.
Nope.
This is your worst nightmare.
Nope. It really is.
A foot in the mouth.
I've heard drinks costing an arm and a leg at places.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
More than 300 people entered.
Whoa.
People was drawn at random.
People are stupid.
Wow.
300 people are stupid.
Yep. More than 300.
More than 300 people would give up a toe for a trip to Canada or wherever this is. Yeah. I don't think so.
Really need to get away.
Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.